Good evening. Welcome to the Desne Report Wrestling Podcast, Season 2, Episode 12. We are the Horsemen. I'm your host, Corey. We got Edwin, Frank, Khalib, and a special guest, Adrian. How you guys feeling today?
What up? What's going on, fellas?
Can't complain. Fellas.
How you doing?
Yep. Listen, before we start, I got to say something. Get it off my chest.
Oh, man.
I want to shout out to my Nigerian brother, Kamaru Usman, for knocking out Gang Bread himself.
He let me down, man.
And me two t-shirts.
He got you two t-shirts. He got you two t-shirts. He got you two t-shirts. He let me down, man. He let me down.
I don't know why you was betting against him.
Let me down, man.
There's levels to the game. I didn't get the tracking number, by the way, Edwin. So I'm just...
Yeah, I screenshotted to you. Don't play, man.
You did? Okay. Sure. So let's get right on to it, fellas. Let's start with, I think, the number one topic of the week, Mickie James trash bag / care package.
Take out the trash. Taking out the trash.
What do you guys think about this?
Man.
Well,
I'll
just say it's so bad that somebody lost their job over this whole thing, man. Like, I just because they put it in the trash. Now here's my thing. And yes, I'm going to play heel on this one. I have to do it every week. I got to be the heel. So I'll do it again. Because I know y'all going to come in. Oh, they're so wrong for putting her stuff in a trash bag.
I really don't care.
I really didn't give a good crap. Because the truth is, if she didn't get fired. See, and this is pettiness. This pettiness 101. And you're about to learn it right now. If she didn't get fired, we would have never heard about this. She would have just been.
Yeah, you wouldn't know.
If I left on my own terms, they put her in a trash bag, no problem. I'm just going on my day life. The fact that she got fired and then makes the complaint about, they're putting my stuff in a trash bag, and then putting in that extra lemon pepper spice of women's wrestling matters.
And added Vince McMahon. She added Vince McMahon, too.
You know what I mean? Like, I know sore losers when I see one. And this one, and I know you're going to take her side, so I'm just going to say it. This is a sore loser right here. No disrespect. Y'all go ahead and take it over.
What do you mean by sore loser?
Come on, Corey. If she doesn't get fired, she's not talking about this.
This happened to anybody else or just her?
Yeah,
it happened to other people.
I think what's her name again? Mike Bennett's wife?
Oh, Marie Kanellis.
Yeah, it happened to her. She said she spoke about that.
Gail Kim too. She came out and said something too.
I mean, what do they want their stuff to be in? Cardboard boxes?
Listen.
A suitcase? I don't know. I'm with you, Khalib. I'm with Khalib.
Listen, when I was in the Navy, you know where they put when I get the boot camp and they say take off your civilian clothes. You know where they put it? They put it in a box. You know what they did with that box? They mailed it to my dad. All right. Well, all my Jordans, they didn't care. They crumbled it up. They didn't care. They didn't give a crap.
The crease in it.
Yeah.
I mean, at least
you think that would be more disrespectful if you put it in a trash bag.
I mean, that was kind of disrespectful. You know, she did put in her time in the business. She been around, time away from her family. So you could have treated her with more respect than that.
You think they put Brock Lesnar stuff in the trash bag or just?
I don't know.
Yeah, only certain people get the trash bag.
All right. So what does a WWE care package look like? What does it come in?
That's what I'm saying. A thank you letter.
It should come in a special box. At least have the logo on
the logo.
The logo on it.
At least the logo on it.
And you know what else? I want to know, because she's complaining, I want to know the specific items that she's talking about. Like, is she talking about something delicate? Like something fragile that's in there?
Yeah,
it could have just been t-shirts. Bell bottom.
Or her uniform.
A bell-bottom attire that she used to wrestle in.
I don't know. Those
wrestling boots, probably.
Them wrestling boots.
You guys agree with that guy getting fired?
No.
I mean, they had to put an end to it. They had
you don't
to,
know what else going on behind the curtains with him.
Yeah.
Well, that could have been the final straw.
That's true. we don't know what else was going on with that guy.
Yeah.
But if it's just that incident, I can't fire him over that. I give him a stern talking to.
Give him a write up.
It's all about the hashtag, right? So if you put a hashtag, women's wrestling right. matters, which I didn't understand women's, that. I'm all for
you
it.
You can't tell a woman nothing nowadays.
But you can't say women's wrestling doesn't matters when a woman's wrestling just like headlined WrestleMania night one. So I'm not understanding what she said by that. And I think something's fishy because you had to blame somebody, but I don't think it was him.
There has to be somebody else a part of it. Him.
Huh?
There has to be other people a part of it.
You don't think it was him?
I don't think it was him.
That sent
I think there's a lot of like people getting fired right now. So they need a reason to give somebody the boot, but I don't think it was him. And did they quote unquote say it was him?
I mean,
That's reports, yeah. Triple H tweeted out that they fired the guy, but he didn't say who.
Exactly. Yeah,
and it wasn't on Twitter. You know, Twitter certify everything sometimes.
Yeah. I mean, to me, it was probably Vince.
Probably was.
I wouldn't be surprised. Vince is. You guys saw how he called. He called freaking.
He called Roddy Piper. On the
Roddy
phone?
Piper. How did, yo, disrespect.
Oh, I actually missed that.
I'm gonna watch it
after this.
Right,
I'm gonna watch it after this.
But the disrespect. Oh man.
Oh man. So let's move on. Let's go to your guys' thoughts on the Stone Cold documentary, the A&E documentary.
Because
I think I'm alone on this one.
Well, I get what you're saying. Tell
your story. Tell your story.
Yeah, go ahead, Corey.
I thought it was very interesting. I mean, the whole King of Ring scenario and how hard he worked, but to me, besides the King of Ring situation, I mean, isn't that every wrestler's kind of like path?
Journey.
Like, you know, you like he what was he doing? Eating like sweet potatoes?
Yeah.
Yeah. The broke story.
I mean, how many wrestlers are eating sweet potato tuna fish?
Yeah.
Some wrestlers not even eating.
The only thing I thought that was interesting about that whole documentary is because most of that story I already know. I already know the Stone Cold Steve Austin story. I remember when he was Steve Williams. I was back in, you know, I watched wrestling back in 91, so I remember when he was terrible. Yeah. So I remember all of that. Only thing that I thought was halfway interesting was one, his football career, and two, the his daughters.
I didn't know he had that many kids.
I knew he had two.
And I
daughters.
Didn't know that they still don't get along to this day.
Yeah, but I didn't know they didn't still get along. I didn't know that one of them, they live in England now.
Yeah.
He talks about how they used to sound like him, and now they have this accent, and he can't even relate to them no more. That's the only things that I thought was interesting. Other than that, that's the Steve Austin story. I know his story back and forth. Like, I was there from the beginning of Steve Williams. I was there.
What do you think Adrian's
talking about?
Hey, man. Yo. Honestly, I remember Austin when he was stunning Steve Austin with the long blonde hair. Mm-hmm. I was a fan then. I wish he was in the Federation era back then. So when he showed up as the ringmaster, I'm like, damn, why y'all couldn't just let him be stunning Steve Austin? Like, just spice it up a little bit, you know what I mean? But it all played out for the better. He's a legend at the end of the day. That's every legend story, though. So
yeah. Now, Corey, I understand how you're saying that, like, that's every wrestler's story, which for a majority, like, I would say 80%
some
it is.
80%, the ones from the 80s.
Yeah, 80% it is.
Yeah, that's true.
But it's just, again, it's still different in its own way at the end of the day. Like,
how is it different?
It's just, like, his path is different. Like, of course, some people don't go through that many promotions. Some people go to one promotion, stick with one promotion. Some people don't even get back into the promotion. They just...
You got a point. I mean, listen, there's some things...
That Edwin does not have a point. He is...
Bro, I do. Come on, man.
You are talking all right, talk.
It's definitely way easier now to get into the WWE than back then.
It's like... I just watched...
Remember...
Well, I would say for me, a big thing is, like when I talk about how I know it's the Steve Austin story back and forth, from the beginning to the end. The biggest thing for me is like when I say I remember him back in 91, like I remember this dude and I was like, this dude would never be a fucking star. Like this dude, even in 93, when he was with Flying Pillman, when they were tag teams, I was like, you know, Pillman's gonna be a star. This Steve Austin, this, uh-uh. This guy is terrible. But when he gets to ECW, come on. In 93, nobody thought Steve Austin was going to be Stone Cold. No, there's not. I put $1 billion on that. Nobody thought this guy was going to be the highest drawing wrestler in the history of wrestling. Nobody. 0.0 people thought that.
I did.
I actually did in the, back then in the Federation. That's why I said I wish he was there with them back then as them and Steve Austin. You know what I mean? He would have been a great Intercontinental champ, the long blonde hair, the robe. Come on.
I know you're talking. I understand what you're saying. You're saying you thought he was gonna be good and everything. I'm saying nobody thought he was gonna be the greatest. Nobody thought he was gonna be selling 3.5 million t-shirts in 1 year. Nobody thought he was gonna be. That's the part I'm talking about. I'm not talking about whether or not he was a great wrestler. I think he was an okay wrestler back in those days. I didn't think he was great, but I'm talking about nobody saw the superstar level that he was going to be on. That's the interesting part about him. So when Corey says his story is just like everybody else, it is pretty much just like everybody else, except that he became the greatest.
That's what makes it more interesting. You said EST? Like, great test? Are you kidding me?
I'm talking about in terms of, this is what I'm talking about. I'm not talking about feelings. I like to take my feelings and throw them out the window. I'm talking about money. I'm talking about generating revenue for the business. Steve Austin, it's no numbers that you can show me, or Dave Meltzer, or any idiot can show me, that tells me that Steve Austin is not the best at what he did. Now, was he the greatest wrestler, technical wrestler? I don't know. I can care less. But I know he sold the most of everything. He made the most money. That's what I know about him. Even more than my father, Goldberg. Even more than him. He made more than him.
More than Hogan?
He made more than Hogan. Look it up.
Look it up.
Even Dave will tell you.
That made his story stand out is that at that time, WWE was already, they were going down.
And that's another thing.
Now imagine if they put the King of the Ring on Hunter Hearst Helmsley at the time. There's no way he was dragging that into the Attitude Era. They would have went crashing, bro.
You bring up, Edwin, you bring up a terrific point. WWE was in the shitter.
They were getting,
it was in the bottom.
They were close to selling.
He rose it from, he's like Nazareth. He's like the Lazarus pit. Go to your Bible. Know what that is. That's when a dead person goes into Lazarus and raises up from the dead. He raised the company from 1.7, which was it was at their lowest.
The lowest.
At one point, to his, at his highest, the Roars drew a 9.7. They were almost beating Monday Night Football games. That's big. They were almost beating them. Now they can't even touch their ass, but at the time they were almost beating those games. Mm-hmm. And that's because of Stone Cold Steve Austin. It is, it's no doubt about that.
Although The Rock wasn't there.
The Rock was there.
I know
The Rock was there.
But at that time too, The Rock was hurt. The Rock came in. Yeah. The Rock came in later on. He had the shoulder injury and then he came back into the Nation.
Triple H is a better star than Austin.
Stop it.
Paul, stop it.
And after watching that,
I can't. Oh, I don't know. I don't know about that, man. That's them two guys right there. Like, once Triple H became the game, that was a, I don't know, him and Austin together, because Austin was between us. So them two, I used to hate seeing them two wrestle for the belt at a pay-per-view. It's like, who can I choose? Because they both my favorites. So who can I choose? You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So. That's a hard question right there, man.
I put Austin. I had a Triple H.
I mean, Austin's in my top 10 now. He's like,
bro, stop, bro. You always stop changing your top 10. This guy can never keep a straight top 10 for a week.
Adrian, who's your Mount Rushmore?
I was waiting for somebody to ask me this.
Let's hear it.
Start because I'm a Federation baby, so I got to start with the Hogans, the Macho Man's.
Picks.
I got Ultimate Warrior and killed when I put Macho Man on my Mount Rushmore.
What?
They were killing me. They were going at me crazy.
Macho Man's the, for me, Macho Man's like, he got to be top three of all times from everything. Top.
Tell him. Talk
promos,
to him.
Talk matches. To him. First high flyer, too. He was considered a high flyer back in the day. So who else? I would say Jake the Snake is on my Mount Rushmore. Undertaker, Stone Cold, Demolition.
No, 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 hold on. Mount Rushmore only has
yeah, that's like
he about to your four. Top 10. He give us your top 10. Your top four. Your top four. All time.
Top four. Ooh.
All time. Right, so,
Macho Man, The Warrior, Hogan, Austin.
That's it.
That's it right there.
I'll give you one more. I'll give you one more.
One more?
I'll give you one more.
Ooh. I'm going with Lex Luger.
Oh, Lex Luger. That's a curveball.
I haven't heard Lex Luger.
Corey about to go in. Corey's about to go in right now.
Can we mute his mic?
Only reason why I said Lex Luger, because when he was not the total package, I'm talking about Lex Express. I was a fan. Come on. I was young. I was a fan.
Yeah.
He was the new Hogan for the time. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah. Well, they tried. They tried to make him.
They tried.
Did he actually have a play in his elbow, or they made that up?
Nah, he did.
Nah, I think he had like
that joint when he used to hit him with the elbow.
He got into a motorcycle accident.
Yeah,
he had like a little plate.
Yeah. Poor Lex Luger, man.
The craziest thing about Lex Luger, I remember when he was with WWF at the time, is I remember what year was this? It was I want to say it was 93. It was 93 or 94 Royal Rumble when him and Bret Hart won it at the same time because they both eliminated each other. They were the last two. And then they went to that WrestleMania. One would fight Yokozuna in the beginning. And the winner of that would fight later on in the night, Bret Hart. That was crazy.
It was I ain't going to lie. I was happy Bret Hart took over, though.
Yeah, I was happy Bret Hart.
Is Bret Hart the same dude who got blinded by Yokozuna and then Hogan
at WrestleMania 9. Yeah.
Yes, demolished him.
Bret Hart, what a star Bret Hart is. He's in my top top 20. He's in my top 20. But we're gonna move on here. I remember Khalid mentioned his best friend, Mr. Dave Meltzer.
Yes, he's kind of like the best friend I wish was in hell right now. So, yeah.
I don't know if you guys heard about the whole situation with Charlotte and, you know, him kind of technically maybe like body shaming her. What do you guys think about Dave? Like, because I think he gets a lot of passes. And when Jim Cornette mentioned.
Definitely does.
What does Jim Cornette say to Penelope?
He compared it to the cartoon character.
But he gets a ton of.
He got a ton of heat.
But this man like body shamed like three women. And he just, it's okay. So what do you guys think about this?
And him body shaming somebody. He has the face only God can love. Only a blind man can love that face that Dave Meltzer has. All right.
I never seen what he looked like.
Don't. It's not worth your time.
It's not worth your time.
All right. Listen, this guy, pure moron that he is. I've hated this guy ever since I was 16. I'm almost 40. So that's, you know, that's 20 something years of me hating this guy. He's a moron. Here you go. He's body shaming Charlotte, right? He's not talking about the wrestling, but yet he claims to be this big authority on wrestling. Oh, I know so much. I know he knows nothing. He doesn't have press credentials to go into locker rooms in WWE or AEW for that instance. He has it with New Japan. That's why he sucks them off, because they allow him to go in the locker room and talk to him. You know, that moron. All right. He has no credentials. He's supposed to be a journalist. He's a fan. Dave Meltzer is a fan who's acting like he knows something. He knows nothing. And I got to give him props because he's worked people for 2 decades now. He's been working people to get them to just hand over fist, give him money for his Wrestler Observer bull crap that he has. A sane person is actually going to pay $12 a month so they can be lied to by this ghoulish-looking creature known as Dave Meltzer, okay, who knows nothing, doesn't have press credentials. Even TMZ has press credentials. don't listen to Dave Meltzer. That's all I'm trying to say. If you are a sane person, a rational person in your mind, you should never listen to this man. I'm telling you right now. I'm anti him. He's got his new butt buddies now, Brian Alvarez and all those other guys. Yeah. I'm against them too, because they're going to take over when he dies.
Who is he? I just been hearing his name forever.
He's a dirt sheet writer.
I know that.
Yeah, who knows nothing, but acts like he knows everything. He gets the information from...
He never used to work for none of the companies.
No. Nobody.
And he swears New Japan is like... Every match is 5 stars.
If you have a match in New Japan, it's getting 7 stars. He's breaking the star scale for you.
Oh my
All you have
God.
To
Yo,
do.
Listen, when it comes to New Japan, I keep New Japan in a separate box from like every other promotion. It's going to always be an overseas promotion. I love it. Put it on your resume. But for me to be
a rational consumer.
Yeah, it's not me. Like, I can't sit down there and watch New Japan
of
like
course
that. You
not.
Get what I'm saying?
Yes.
I'm with you on that.
For him to say that, you just made me think of somebody I know. You know what I mean? He's really not a wrestling fan.
He's
you know
biased.
What I mean?
He's a complete
that's
bias.
That's someone you know is Edwin, because he pays the $12 every month.
Nah, I don't pay no $12.
Yes, come you do. You pay $12 for the Observer.
Get out of here, bro.
And you watch that New Japan card every week.
I watch New Japan, but I don't pay no $12.
That UK, that UK thing. The UK, what's that called?
The UK? Yeah.
Yeah,
man.
And I believe you said on your Mount Rushmore that you had the Ultimate Warrior, right? On your Mount Rushmore, right? Let me tell you something what Dave thinks about the Ultimate Warrior. His matches, if you look at the rated system on his matches, we talk about ones, maybe twos. That match between him and Hogan, 3.
Oh, man.
At WrestleMania 6. Classic match. Everybody
classic.
Remembers it.
Classic.
3. That's it. You know what else
Dave.
He did?
That's
you know,
Dave.
Did you remember the match? You remember the match with The Rock and Hogan?
Yeah, at WrestleMania.
Right. You remember that crowd, right? How energized everybody was, how pumped, and like watching that. Yeah, that's just a 3. That's a 3. But you know who gets a 5 and a 6? Hiroshi or Nakasaki and a Kabuki Habuki Suki from New Japan.
Yo, this guy.
Stuff that you've never heard of.
Do you think that Hogan Warrior match was good?
It's better than Hakpuki Habuki.
Nah, Corey.
Corey, you got to remember, like that time, you, it's again, it was the golden era. You weren't gonna see no crazy moves. You're gonna see the regular backbreakers, the
and both
whatever.
Belts were on the line, right? Was it both?
Yeah,
belts?
Both. That's the first time. That was the first time both belts were on the line.
I think like
and Hogan loses.
I think the story was Ultimate Warrior wanted to finish that match in like 2 minutes. And then Hogan had to drag that out. You heard about that?
I was young to know about that.
Yeah,
I remember watching
that
though.
Early. I don't like Dave, but he is smart. He knows his.
Oh,
rep.
He's smart because he got people to buy that crap. Yeah, he's smart. He a rich smart guy. Yes, he is smart. Yes.
So, but what's he saying? Like, what's he saying?
He said rich.
Yeah.
Oh, he's rich.
He's rich.
Like sharp. Charlotte's not in bad.
What?
Well, let me know.
He's rich because
he gets people to buy his subscribe to his whatever.
Wait, well, what did he say about Charlotte?
What did he say exactly about Charlotte?
Yeah, like what did he say?
Do you got the exact quote? I know he was body shaming her a little bit.
I got to pull it up. I would have to open it.
I mean, essentially, he was talking about, I mean, I think he said that Charlotte was wanting to do something with her teeth and WWE makes them feel like inadequate about their bodies and stuff like that. And Charlotte was saying, listen, you have my number. Why don't you call me and let me know how you feel? Which I don't understand how he has her number.
Well, I mean, she is getting like teeth work again because that's why she got suspended.
Yeah, yeah. Which is normal.
No, that's what he reported. That's what he reported.
Oh, so that's not true.
No, we don't know that.
She's obviously missing time for some reason.
But he had to report that. Do you think he did the same thing with what's her name? The Iconic. The one from the Iconic. Is it
Peyton or Billy?
One of them got like a augmentation, right? And then he commented on her saying she's fat.
Right. He did that. He did that.
I don't remember which one. But I mean, Charlotte came back. She's like, she looked in good shape.
Phenomenal shape.
But she was always in shape. Wasn't she?
No, I mean, she was.
Extra cut.
She's more toned now. She's more toned.
I see that. Yeah, I see that.
I mean, but that's what I'm saying. That's not even his place to talk about something like that. He's as ugly as he looks. All right. He got a face. Savage. Only Ray Charles can think looks good.
Yo.
Oh my goodness.
This guy Khalid's on fire.
So I want to move on to AEW. And we all know that Snoop Dogg had his little appearance at AEW. And we all wanted to know how would WWE feel about that. So Snoop finally gave some clarity on that. He said that WWE said, we're going to put you on pause for a little bit. How do you feel about WWE just coming out and saying, we're going to put you on pause? And after that, I think WWE called him to do a video game. He said, nah, I'm not doing a video game. You owe me double what you're going to pay me now.
Hmm.
So how do you feel about WWE thinking they just own people?
I mean, they want to put the stamp on everything, right? The WWE. But, you know, that's kind of messed up because that's Snoop. And Snoop is a celebrity. He's not an athlete that's signing y'all, that is supposed to be signing y'all for in-ring stuff. But like, he has other priorities and deals that he's a part of. You feel me? Everybody want to get a touch of Snoop Dogg. So you don't think this promotion going to want to touch Snoop Dogg? I know they had to go through the legal situations to look and make sure, okay, we could use him. Because it actually wasn't AEW actually using him. It was TBS. He got the deal was through TBS to promote that Go Big show. And Cody is part of the Go Big Show.
Yeah, you're right.
So that had nothing to do with a WWE, whatever contract he got with WWE and Vince. You know what I mean?
They probably just felt entitled because they, of course, he's in the Hall of Fame and all that other stuff. So they probably just felt entitled, which is.
But he doesn't have a contract with
them. Yeah, he doesn't have a contract. It's dumb.
So, yeah, I don't think there's no problem with that.
I would say more scared of fright of scared. They probably scared of AEW. You know, that's competition. I don't care what they say. That is brand new competition for them. They got a little problem on their hand. It's like kind of a WCW resurrection kind of. I would say karma.
I was rocking with you until you said WCW. You can't compare AEW to WCW. They're horrible. AEW is the worst.
To you?
Oh, to everybody. I am not an AEW.
This guy answered for all of us.
Yeah. It's pretty bad right now. AEW. It's pretty bad right now.
It's bad right now.
It is.
So I'm gonna stay on the AEW side. I have to because I'm gonna feel bad because I'm actually feeling good for it. You know why? Because I've been watching WWE for so long and it wasn't nothing else to fill the void of WCW. Impact couldn't do it and nothing else could have done it. But AEW is kind of filling that void for me. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, it's new product.
New product, some people to go.
That's true. That's where AEW is right now. It's the place where, you know, if you get tired of WWE right now, you know, you can watch another organization. And I guess in that sense, it's okay. You know, I'm still not, you know, always the biggest fan of some of their matches and some of their selections of matches, some of their wrestlers, but still, I understand why people gravitate towards it. You know, they want to see something else.
Adrian, let me ask you a question, Adrian.
Go ahead, bro.
Since we're talking about celebrities.
Oh man, I know where this is going.
So did you see that Bad Bunny match?
Yeah.
Did you see the Pat McAfee match versus Adam Cole?
Yeah.
Who had a better match?
I'm gonna pick Bad Bunny.
Right, see, yo, thank look, you. Yo.
And Corey.
I see Corey. Bad Bunny.
But, yo,
Corey, he's not Spanish either.
He's not Spanish, bro.
Because he was saying only Spanish people were going for that.
You Dominican?
No, I'm black. I'm Asian. I'm West Indian, bro.
West Indian, right? Caribbean. Yo, bro, just accept it. It was a better match than Pat, bro.
Bro, how's that a better match?
He's a real wrestling because you know what?
And he's a fan.
Showed that he's a real wrestling fan,
bro.
Yep.
What about Pat? That was a classic match.
Not a classic.
It was a good match. I'm not saying it was bad.
I'm not saying it was bad at all. But I'm not going back to rewatch that.
Like I explained over and over, it's two different types of You have a celebrity who did nothing probably athletic in his life. Nothing. And then you have Pat, who was in the NFL. I don't care if he's a kicker, punter, whatever he is. He had some athletic ability to go get into the NFL.
And I'm pretty sure he works out. He probably still works out.
His transition was a lot easier than, I'm assuming, Bad Bunny.
Some truth to that.
The hell does it have to do with wrestling? Talking about transitioning and all that stuff. Listen. That Bad Bunny match looks so scripted.
Bro, oh, that's what wrestling is nowadays. Wrestling is scripted. We
Pat McAfee match didn't look that scripted.
Yes, it did.
He made his movements.
Talk to me. Talk to me,
well,
Khalid.
No.
Khalid with us. I know Khalid.
Khalid with us. Look, Khalid, bro.
Listen, the match, first of all, I like both of the matches, but
Which one was better? Which one was better first?
You gotta pick one, Khalid. Pick.
You know, I tend to
Khalid, before you say anything.
Yeah.
Don't listen to this guy.
Before you say anything.
Yeah.
Khalid, go what you want.
Destroyer on the floor and doing these like simultaneous like Falcon arrows.
Yeah.
All this.
I know what you mean.
Didn't Adam Cole do that too?
The whole thing is, in some ways, I did feel like the Pat McAfee match was a little bit more entertaining, only because of the competition. Having said that, though, I will say this. I think I was a little bit more impressed with Bad Bunny, only because, now I'm not saying that I thought the match was more entertaining. Like I said, the Cole McAfee match, I kind of liked that more in terms of an entertainment value, only because it was more of a personal thing. Like I felt like it was some real
the story build up
going on with those two. Like,
yeah,
I felt like, and at the end when he hits him with the last shot and he's looking at Pat McAfee, he's like, yeah, this is what I'm and he do it. I'm like, Pat McAfee is a way better athlete than Bad Bunny. I'm just talking about just in terms of impressed. I really was more impressed with Bad Bunny doing his stuff than Pat McAfee. I did enjoy the McAfee match.
Man, still not giving us an answer.
Of course. I enjoyed it too. No, I enjoyed it.
I'm saying the Pat McAfee match was a little bit more entertaining for me personally. But I think Bad Bunny was more of an impressive
person.
And he sold.
Yeah. It was more impressive seeing Bad Bunny do it. For me, I would go back and Right. I would go back. I like the Pat McAfee match and Adam Cole. Because I just like the person. I like how that whole thing. I just like the setup and everything. And I like McAfee's like heelish acting and all that stuff. But I will say Bad Bunny was, I mean, I have to give it to him. I'm like, this is a guy that's never wrestled or nothing. Don't know nothing.
He did his thing.
He's a real fan.
And he's a real fan too. So for him to come out to Orlando, fan.
That's like one of us.
To train for 5 months.
Yeah, I have to give him dap on that one. I can't lie.
And to do it on the biggest stage of them all. Not on NXT with no fans, you know?
And no, don't get me wrong.
Yeah,
like,
I'm nervous.
Miz and Morrison, they made him look amazing.
Especially
they
Morrison.
Helped out too. Especially Morrison on that exactly. But like again, at the end of the day, like, come on, bro, you ain't winning that one.
There's nobody who's a bigger fan than me. I love that.
Great job.
Yeah.
Oh, since,
my God.
Like, I listen to his songs all the time, like La Cancion. You know, I listen to that all the time. You know what I'm talking about? You know, La Cancion, right?
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about? I listen to him all the time. That's
this
my dude.
Guy, bro.
I don't know, man.
So you don't like the match at all?
No, the match was good, but it's not Pat McAfee. Honestly, I think y'all are prisoner in the moment.
That Pat McAfee match was dope, though.
It was good.
I like it.
I think the Ronda Rousey match is better than that.
What Ronda Rousey match?
Ronda Rousey and Kurt Angle versus Triple H and Stephanie.
Oh, nah.
That's kind of horrible.
It wasn't. That match wasn't better.
I'm trying to think of another celebrity that actually got in the ring.
Nobody, because nobody.
Nobody
took it serious.
Look at Snoop Dogg.
Exactly.
Snoop Dogg tried to take that bump off the top rope. He almost killed himself.
I felt bad for Snoop for that one. That was
you could go down the name of celebrity.
All right, Shaq. Shaq's performance wasn't bad for a big guy.
It wasn't, but you could tell that he wasn't selling.
Yeah, exactly.
That's what I mean. Like Bad Bunny sold every hit. Like, he stayed down on the ground extra. You get what I'm saying? Because he made it real. Like, all right, we know Bad Bunny's not a wrestler. Mm-hmm. We know this. And he made it that much of believable that, all right, I'm an artist, but I'm a wrestling fan at the same time. I can still get in the ring and sell with these professional wrestlers. Other celebrities get in the ring and look horrible. They don't know how to sell. You get what I'm saying? They get up quick. He was actually getting up on time. He was moving on time. You get what I'm saying? It was a little bit, he's a little bit shaky because I see that was nervous. Like he's being nervous because you're in front of a big crowd now. You get what I'm saying? It's not like you're on Raw and SmackDown when you're in front of screens and stuff. You know what I mean? He was actually in front of real people now. So excitement and being nervous at the same time, did a good job.
Yeah, did a great job.
We'll leave it at that.
Crazy.
So let's move on to some wrestling here. Let's go to Raw. What you guys think about Raw? Give me a moment that you liked, that something that stood out on Raw.
Jeez. That's so hard. It's hard.
Nothing I think about.
Say nothing.
It's hard.
We've all been kind of dry lately, man.
I don't know.
I'm curious. Well, I'm asking of these two. T-Bar and Mace, whatever his name is.
Well, actually, that kind of was funny.
And the commentary obviously knows who they are, and they still call him T-Bar.
Yeah, I know.
Like, you know what? Edwin, you're right. The unmasking of T-Bag and
ass face.
Whatever that ass face guy, that was hilarious. And not only did they get unmasked,
they got smacked with their mask.
Yeah. I got to give Drew and Braun Strowman some credit. They slapped them with the mask. That was amazing. That was
Braun Strowman is a baby face now.
Huh?
Braun Strowman is a baby face now.
Braun Strowman is the new Big Show.
Literally.
The new Big Show.
I see that. They're having a tag team. There's a tag team match tomorrow.
Yeah. That's true. There is. Now here's the side question. A B question to that answer about what was good about Raw or whatever. A B question. Now that these two idiots, T-Bag and Assface, are masked off, you know, as Future would say, mask off. What do you think is like, what is the plan for these two idiots? Two wrestlers.
I have no idea.
Hurt Business.
I think Hurt Business.
Maybe
too.
Something with the Hurt Business, yeah.
You think that's a good look, though?
Nah, I don't think. I mean,
I don't see that thing.
It'll just be all big men.
I like it.
But then at that point, you might as well add Keith Lee.
I'd rather Keith Lee.
Yeah.
Who's that?
Keith Lee.
Who's that?
Keith Lee.
That's the big fat black dude.
Oh, him. The dude who's in catering right now?
He's in catering right now.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
He's coming back. He's coming back at some point. I don't know when, but
he's coming back when? He's been out for like 5 months, man.
Wasn't he sick or something? Then he had COVID or something?
I feel like he did.
He did, but
I mean, that's like a already gone thing.
You know it because when I guess, isn't it like dealing with the writing though?
I think
since he was sick, that kind of messed up the storyline. So he probably got pushed out the way. Other people had stuff, so you know they had to keep it rolling.
Well, I heard that he was initially. That U.S. title match, he was supposed to be in it at WrestleMania. I heard that was the plan. But
he was supposed to have it, but...
Yeah, but
story, you know...
It happens.
One person's storyline messed up everybody's shit, so...
That's true.
He's not a star like Matt Riddle.
Matt Riddle's entertaining. You seen the video I sent y'all with Matt Riddle and RVD? If that was only a tag team, man... Oh, that would be amazing.
Never know.
I mean,
you're right.
That dude's a star.
Yeah, he is.
I like that whole, like, he's probably is high right now, actually. He probably is high, going through, forgetting lines, just on a scooter.
On a scooter.
You don't care. I'll be cracking up.
I like
him. His character is believable.
It is.
That's him, yeah.
That's why I say his character is believable. If you a weed smoker, you're gonna connect to him.
Yeah, that's true.
Definitely.
Oh, and now that you said what stood out, that match was probably the best thing. Orton versus Riddle.
Right.
Or in doing what old people should be doing, putting people over. Oh. Just saying.
Orton should probably be champ at this point.
I know.
Hold up. Talking about champ, where's Bobby? How is your face? He's the face of Raw, right? Am I?
Yeah, he didn't show up.
Where is he?
I didn't see him.
He don't need to show up every week. He's just like Roman.
He shouldn't show, need up, to show up every week. No, nah. He's a full-time wrestler. He's not a Brock Lesnar.
Yeah,
I don't want to see him every week. He's like an attraction. You know, you gotta like pay money to see Bobby Lash.
Like a fine wine.
Nah,
exactly.
If you bought tickets, if you bought tickets,
if you bought tickets, and you want to see him, right?
You want to see a promo at least.
Tickets. I mean, this is.
If you were attending that show and you didn't see Bobby, you wouldn't be mad. I'd be like,
I would be mad at WWE. Well,
I will be upset.
The reason why you want to see him though is there's no storytelling.
Yeah.
There's no storytelling. You want to see some storytelling. Like,
why is Drew in a tag team match when he's about to fight him at Backlash?
I mean, WWE has the best storytelling like I've ever seen right now.
Oh God.
They're like,
bro, like continue whatever story you and Drew had. Like, all right, all we just know, we just got a match. Okay, a rematch. And never mind. He won the triple threat because I was going to
say. We got to get through this fake pay-per-view first. Then we'll start getting some more storytelling.
They should have never.
Has to start right away.
Because what is it? WrestleMania Backlash?
WrestleMania Backlash. Yeah. Stupid.
In like 2 weeks, I think, or 2 weeks or something.
May 17th. Something like that.
Let's get the fake pay-per-view out. Then we'll start going, no? So what do you guys think about AEW?
What was the match they had this week? The Darby Jungle Boy Allen. Versus Jungle Darby Boy. Allen match, right?
Great match.
I thought that was a pretty good match.
That was good.
It
was better than the Matt Hardy.
Uh-oh. AEW apologist, yes.
I'm the spokesman for AEW, right? I'm going to be honest with you. I'm not feeling Darby Allen as a TNT champ.
Mm. Okay.
Not no more. In the beginning, but he's kind of whack to me now. Like, Sting making me think he's whack now.
Mm.
I don't think that's a good match. Like, y'all killed the buzz already. It was cool in the beginning, but
they're
kind of dragging it out, you feel me? But I want to see Scorpio Sky as a TNT champ, you know what I mean?
Oh, wow. Ooh. Well, is it? I haven't seen him in a while. Like, is it? Because the the last time I saw him, I saw he did a heel turn heel, but you tell him he's on Dark now, which I sometimes don't get a chance to watch that. So
they don't get a chance to watch.
Didn't he come out and interfere at the end of the match?
Yeah, with Ethan Page. Ethan Page.
Yeah. So there's a tag team.
I don't like that either.
I don't think the tag team match is happening because I think Darby's supposed to fight what's his name? Preston Vance, whatever his name is. The dude from Dark Order. 10? Is it 10?
What is
it? See, only Edwin, you would know stuff like that.
Nah, I saw it on Twitter.
I would know too, but I'm trying to think. It's so much
Dark Order. Preston Vance.
Yeah,
you know why, Adrian, you don't like Sting? It's just what I'm talking about with Bobby Lashley. You should see him every week. Sting is there every single week.
He's starting to be there. Well,
first off, he's a 50-year-old guy. He shouldn't even be wrestling.
Sting is not 50 years old. Sting is 60.
60.
Oh, 60. Sorry. Yes, even worse.
I like that he's over there. He should, but behind, I would rather him behind the scenes.
Yeah.
Make an appearance here and there. Like, they should be treating him like Undertaker. You know what I mean?
Like Goldberg. You know how you do Goldberg. We bring Goldberg in every now and then.
Oh, my God. Please don't mention
Goldberg. Yeah, I know. That's Khalif's guy.
That's Khalif's boy. Don't talk about Goldberg.
Now y'all want to talk about my father.
The generic Austin. Oh, my God.
Oh, wow. Wow. Very disrespectful, but
you know who stood out for me is Ricky Starks, man. That dude,
he's a star.
Been following his career for like years.
Corey, stop, bro, y'all. I can't stand this guy.
Hold on,
stop. What?
You good? I can't stand you, bro.
Absolute Ricky Starks.
You always, bro.
Love that dude. He used to be called I'm not gonna, you know, something daddy in NWA.
NWA.
Is it NWA? See, I had it right. See?
Yeah, NWA.
Ricky Starks is going to be a star, bro. He's a star.
He's going to be all right. You know, I like him. I always like him.
He just needs to put on a little bit more weight. Just a little bit.
That would help.
And he'd be all right.
That would help.
I mean, he'll be fine now, too, but.
Now Adrian, since we have the AEW apologist right here, can you explain to me, because we had this discussion last week, on you know, and am I guessing? Would I be fair to say that you're a fan of the Young Bucks?
No, I won't say I'm a fan of the Young Bucks.
Okay, all right. I really don't like them, but I know that a lot of people in AEW, this is their these are their guys right here, the Young Bucks. Okay, you know, the rumor was last week from some sneakerheads. I'm just saying, it ain't me that brought this up, that they were wearing a little fufu Dior number one.
The Dior's. I mean, I'm not gonna say it's fufu because they look kind of official to me. I went deep and look into it. I mean, they do have the money to afford it, so.
Yes.
That's what I was saying.
I'm just saying the sneakerheads were saying that. I didn't say that.
I said, you know, I mean, you know, that Japan, they might have got it from Japan, you know, it might be a little, you know.
True, they are cool with it.
Yeah, exactly. Japan. Exactly. So, I mean,
got the money to afford it.
All right, I'm just kidding.
Again, I'm back on that subject real quick. Again, it could be foo-foo because you're not going to want to mess up $10,000 sneakers.
Yeah, hey, that's what I was saying.
Put that to my attention now.
I'm like, $10,000 sneakers? You wrestling in them? Come on.
Hey, Khalib, you talking about Dave Meltzer. Let me tell you something. The Young Bucks probably are the richest independent wrestlers of all time.
Oh, I agree.
Like, there's... Definitely. The merch that they sell is insane.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, those are my dudes. I didn't like that whole you saw that interview that they did, that whole disappearing act in the car?
Yeah. Bro.
What happened?
So they was doing this, you know, I don't know what their elite or whatever. They're doing an interview in a van, and then John Moxley pulled up.
And Kingston.
Forgot about him. They buried Kingston. They like ransacked their trailer, and then they went in to fight him, and they're not there. So to me, that's like the Fiend right there, right? Like, everybody has a problem with the Fiend disappearing. Where they go?
Yeah, that was weird.
They just went hiding, bro. They ain't want no smoke.
They didn't want that smoke.
Actually, you know what's funny? I turned it off after that. That was it.
Talking about what's disappearing? Are you talking about inside the trailer?
Yeah. Right. Young Bucks.
And with the John Moxley and Kingston. All right. Oh man, AEW, I love y'all. If y'all watching this, I'm taking up for y'all, man. I gotta clean up y'all mess. It did look horrible, but oh god. All right, next topic.
The disappearing act.
Let's hit on a little SmackDown.
Oh boy.
What do you guys think about SmackDown? Because I'm looking at Cesaro versus Reigns, but then we're gonna have Reigns versus Daniel Bryan again. So what do you guys think about that?
What do y'all think happened with Daniel?
Did you read,
lose?
Did you read the little article I sent today? How they're trying to transition him back to Raw for a title run at Raw.
I think he goes to Raw, he gets that title, and then Adam Cole comes up.
Or he wins Money in the Bank.
I think Adam Cole comes up.
Well, how would they transition him to? Are they going to have another superstar shakeup?
Well, like I said, the only way I see him transition is if he wins Money in the Bank.
Oh, okay.
You
can win that. All right. WWE,
they don't really. You can just do whatever you want.
Yeah, you can do whatever you want. He could just show up on Raw one day, like
you can just show up on Raw.
Isn't the draft happening soon? Though, or no?
Oh, I don't know if they're even doing that. I don't know.
Isn't that like September?
I know they usually do it once.
Because right now, he looks like he's a manager for Cesaro. Like, he's just trying to, he's speaking for Cesaro. He's trying to hype him up a little bit.
That's what I want to see in the title picture.
Cesaro?
Too early, though. It's too early.
Too early for you? I feel it's too late. I mean, he should have had that title long.
He just won his first WrestleMania single match.
That's bad, because Cesaro's nice.
And I think he should have been. Roman's I think too he good. Should have had that 24/7 belt long time ago.
Oh my god! So here's the thing with Corey.
And Roman's too good to lose. Roman is way too good right now to lose that.
Corey
title.
Feels Cesaro has no swag. Like, he had nothing. Like, besides his like wrestling ability, like he doesn't draw any. Like, it's hard. It's hard to like attach to him.
I'm an actual Cesaro fan, and I actually want to see him with the title. I'm kind of disappointed he don't have the title right now. But you get what I'm saying? Like, him and Roman, that would have been a good paper. That's a good main event right there.
I think it'll be a good match.
And you want him to beat Roman right now?
No, I don't. He's not. I don't think he should beat him right now. Not right now.
At some point, let's say WrestleMania comes to New York, right? Cesaro versus Seth Rollins. I mean, Cesaro versus Roman Reigns. You guys happy to see that?
You gonna pay up, money for that? If the build up again, if the build it's up, come yeah. down to the story. If the build up and the story
what
is
build
there?
Up, are you gonna do for a loser? Like, all right, look, guys, fellas.
That's the story right there. He's a loser.
He's a loser. Like, that's your story. He's very talented, but he's a loser.
Now what?
Like, Daniel Bryan is a loser. Like, they're just losers. So when I'm looking at you wrestle, you just
but they build up.
Like he like WWE. Yeah, I love this. Is why I love WWE. WWE is like, listen, Daniel Bryan, you're a loser. We're gonna put you on the bottom, Edge. We like you, but we're gonna put you over the loser, and then we're gonna pin you.
Did you see the wrong?
I gotta be honest. I see where Corey going with this, man. They do feel like losers. I'm being real. They do. Because the way Roman just pinned them.
Did you see the Roman promo though?
Just looked crazy.
Roman was like, this is you on the bottom, the loser. You're a bigger loser.
Have you ever seen a main event act get pinned like that?
That's bad.
I never saw nothing like that.
Jobbers get pinned like that.
That's bad, bro. That is bad.
You know who gets pinned like that? The jobbers that used to fight like Yokozuna. And he would just take them two at a time, stomp on them.
I couldn't go out like that, bro. Come on. I wouldn't want to go out like that.
Yokozuna, who happens to be a cousin of Roman Reigns, by the way.
Roman, sure.
They're just gonna have Cesaro beat Seth Rollins, which they ruined him. Then he's gonna fight Roman and he's gonna lose again. And then he's gonna go to catering. That's how it goes.
That's why I think it's too early for Cesaro to fight him right now.
I think they dragged that out to SummerSlam.
Oh.
SummerSlam. This summer
Cesaro and Roman?
When's SummerSlam? It gotta be, is it in like August? May? August. June? August. Because August. I'm not dragging that out. You kidding me?
There's no one. Where's Edge?
That's why I asked. Adrian, I asked him last week. I said, do you think they WWE messed up making Roman this big?
No.
No?
No.
They need somebody like that though.
Yeah.
I
agree, but I feel like who's gonna beat him? It's only really Brock or Khalib's boy, Goldberg.
Oh God! Actually,
it's honestly those two. That's really it.
If this whole thing that Edwin said,
that could beat
that
Roman.
Gonna send Daniel Bryan
right
to Raw. Send Daniel Bryan to Raw. Send Drew to SmackDown. Have Drew face Roman Reigns.
See, I wouldn't mind that.
Drew could handle him. Drew can do.
You know what? That's a good, you know, Corey, silent round of applause for Corey on that one. That's a good idea. That's a good idea. Like, if you can send
Daniel like hell no.
I mean, it's not bad.
You can send Daniel to Raw and you can bring Drew. Because, you know, we don't, listen, Drew, after this last match that Drew has with Bobby Lashley, right? If Drew doesn't win, then it's thing is over.
Yeah.
You bring him to SmackDown, and him and Roman can have that rematch that they had at Survivor Series for the belt. Yeah, I could see that. I could definitely see that. Corey makes a great valid
Roman and
fought at Survivor Series.
Well, they fought at Survivor Series, right?
I forgot.
Drew was the
Oh no, that was Randy. That was Randy.
No, I think it was Drew. Because
Randy won at Hell in a Cell.
No,
he's right. Drew fought.
Yeah, because we were talking about he caught him in the guillotine,
mm-hmm.
and he put him to sleep. He put Drew to sleep.
I thought that was Randy.
Now I know, like we can't have two heels, but I wouldn't mind Randy and Roman either.
Well, I never considered Randy Orton a heel, but that's everybody else. Randy Orton is one of the greatest baby faces I've ever seen in my life.
He's a heel. He is a heel.
He's a heel, bro.
Burn somebody alive.
Nah, he's a tweener.
Definitely.
Yeah, he's crowd just loves him.
This is where they messed up. They should have kept Samoa Joe. Samoa Joe versus Roman Reigns would have been dope.
But I do think, I don't know, something just tells me they're gonna bring back Samoa Joe at some point.
Royal Rumble.
Unless he really has like these bad concussions. You know how
He has a 90-day non-compete clause.
So like
they put that on him
for 30.
They put on everybody they released.
They didn't put that on Andrade. Wow.
No.
Besides Andrade.
But because
that's crazy. I didn't know they did that.
I guess because they care.
Andrade
about
was making $3 million a year. So, you know, it's like,
right.
They don't really care.
Andrade was making $3 million a year. Yeah. No. Very much cap. But anyway, they put a non-compete clause on Samoa Joe for 3 months. So you're not even going to see him. So maybe they will just re-sign him.
But I feel like he'll, he's in the gym. He'll start training and maybe get cleared or something, and they just like surprise us and bring him back. Because I just feel like why would you can't, he's just somebody I wouldn't let go.
Unless his head
I wouldn't want to see him unless, nowhere else.
He's injury prone though.
He is injury prone, but like
he is.
Well, Adrian, you wouldn't want to see him in AEW?
Well, me, I would love to see that, but I didn't get to see his potential in WWE. He kept getting injured. Like, I at least want to see him hold a title for a good couple of rivals with a couple of people for a good couple of years before he could go over there. You get what I'm saying? You ain't even show your potential on Raw and SmackDown and shit yet. You kept getting injured.
Yeah, well, that's what I said last week.
You know who they should bring to the United States of America? The one international guy I love.
Oh, who's this?
Walter.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I thought you were going to say something else.
Yeah.
I don't know any Japanese wrestling.
Oh, okay. All right.
I don't know any. I don't know.
Walter would be, I like Walter.
Oh, he had the belt for what, 3 years?
He still hasn't lost that.
Lost that belt. That's how you book somebody.
Yeah, but you got to remember too, he wasn't wrestling for a little bit. I mean,
quarantine messed up everything.
Yeah.
You know who's had a belt for a long time in wrestling? Walter being one, and Nick Aldis, the NWA.
Oh, yeah. NWA, yeah.
Holy smokes. These guys have had that belt. He's had that belt for
like, needs to be in WWE.
I think like 3 years. Oh, yeah. I've always said Nick Aldis should be in WWE. I have no idea what's going on.
How old is he?
About 35 right
now. Yeah, he needs to be in prime. WWE.
He's all right.
In his prime.
He's an actual man. He looks like he has muscles. Man. He has muscles.
I like the fact that they let him hold on to that title that long, too.
Yeah,
they should.
He's held that title for a minute. I was like, damn.
Yeah, you know,
When was that match with him and Cody?
Yeah, that was the last time he lost it. That was like almost three years ago.
3 years ago.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, I'll go to YouTube and watch him. That's why I see him at YouTube, because he's not in an actual channel, right? I can't click my channel and watch him. I watch him on YouTube. He's a star. Yeah. So one more thing. Uh-oh. NXT. I think personally, I don't know what you guys think. I think it's boring as hell.
It is boring right now.
Yeah, it is.
But I guess the one thing that's a positive is Karrion Kross versus who's that loser guy? Kyle Riley, yep.
I mean, it's going to be a good match, but he's going to destroy him.
He's going to lose.
He's going to lose. He's not beating Cross.
And didn't this guy quit and then he just comes back?
He's bigger than Cross. Is bigger than Kyle Riley, too.
Yeah, bigger.
I mean, way bigger.
That's the dude that AEW should do the bank at.
Who, Killian Cross?
Yes.
Yeah. He should have been a champ right now.
Threw the bag to him. They already have Brian Cage. They could have kept that shit that was going on in Impact. They could have kept that rivalry that they had in Impact going on where they at. And it would have been enjoyable. But now they're kind of separated. Brian Cage is really lost trash in the shuffle. And, you know, Karrion Kross is succeeding. And I wish Brian Cage would just come to NXT.
I do, man. I would love to see him over there, bro.
Yeah. Yeah.
He needs to leave.
He's and Karrion Kross.
He lost everything.
What they doing to him in AEW is kind of grimy, because he should be champ right now. His brawly ass shouldn't be getting Herb and being walking around in the group.
And you know what's the craziest? You know what's the craziest thing about it? Is when he came to AEW the first night, we didn't even know he was going to be there. It was at that pay-per-view. He came out of nowhere, yeah, and he won their fake version of the Money in the Bank.
The donut?
Yeah. No. It was at the time, it was a casino chip.
Yeah, they get to cash it in and all that.
I'm like, and he cashed it. I think he cashed it the next day against John
Moxley.
Dynamite. Right. I'm like, and then he loses. I'm like, oh, man.
Like I said, I liked him much better when he was in Lucha Underground. Well, Corey said it.
Yo, Lucha? Was he doing that Trump stuff in Lucha, right? Like, was he doing the Trump stuff in Lucha?
Mm-hmm.
Yo, beast in Lucha Underground, man.
He was a beast.
He wear a mask in Lucha Underground, right?
Nah, he didn't wear a mask.
He was like the only dude not wearing it.
Yeah.
He was a beast. I want to leave off with this, too. this is how AEW people is going to AEW for the money at this point. When John Moxley got injured, he injured his tricep, right? And he came back to Raw, right? Like 6 months, 7 months later. Was he jacked?
Oh, yeah. Moxley? Oh, yeah, he was in shape.
Yeah.
What about now?
He's terrible.
Nah. He don't care.
He got soft.
Nobody cares. They just there for the money.
He's busy popping up on Nick Cage to revisit their hardcore
days.
Yeah.
He gave him a DDT on like a pipe or what the hell was that?
Bro, I don't
those light bulbs that's in the projects and stuff.
Yeah.
James to give you cancer.
I don't even know why he showed up. Yo, on
come
there,
on,
bro.
Man. Well, how Tony Khan let him do that?
I don't know, bro. I have no idea. Like, they need to rewrite these contracts. But before we head out, Adrian, we can put you on the spot, brother. Every guest that comes on gets 30 seconds to shoot their promo. Corey, get the man his promo. Give the man his scenario.
Oh, man. I want you to cut a promo.
Put him on
Edwin.
Oh, man.
On how loose his shirt is on him.
He wouldn't do that. Man. Go ahead, bro. You got to do it.
I'm going to give you 30 seconds.
30 seconds. Set the timer.
Your timer. 30
seconds.
30 seconds.
Man. I'm sorry, my brother. I gotta do this shit.
You're good.
Go ahead.
Man, you walking around here with this oversized NWO t-shirt like it's from back in the 90s. We're in 2021 now, my brother. It's time to get it fitted. You should have grew into it by now. But you know what? I'll let you slide on that, my brother. I'll let you slide because NWO is just too sweet, right? Let me tell you something, my brother. Let me tell you something, my brother. The NWO stuff is over with. It's a new day and age now. It's a new era now. It's the Empire of Pain. You understand this? We're running everything around the tri-state area. You get me?
The Empire of Pain.
That was dope.
All right,
pain,
all right.
Man.
I'll take it.
Your shirt is oversized, man. Why your shirt is oversized?
I'm sorry, bro. I didn't mean to do that to you, my brother.
You hate it, dog. You mad because I don't wear XL. Get out of here.
Oh, man. That was great.
That was good.
Man, yo, fellas, before I get off this, man, I just want to tell you I appreciate being on the show. I'm a wrestling fan. I don't have a wrestling team. You get me? I don't have a wrestling team behind me. I've been around some fake, phony wrestling fans that aggravates my nerves.
Yeah.
Hey, yo, what's big fella right there, Goldberg, number one fan?
That's my dad.
That's cool.
And Hill Sparks.
I'm gonna give you a pass on that. You understand? Because start watching it. WrestleMania next year, Dallas.
Yes, sir. Dallas. We are.
Everybody here on the screen.
Yes, sir. We in like swimwear.
All right, fellas. For that. That wraps up this week's episode. We'll be back next week. Raw, NXT, SmackDown. We got pay-per-views next week.
And we're going to, we don't, but we're definitely, oh, whoa.
We got pay-per-views next week?
No, next week. It's not May. I'm sorry.
But, pay-per-view right now? Y'all going to talk about that?
I was definitely going to say, we come back next week. We're definitely going to talk about the Kenny Omega and Rich Swann match.
Yes, sir.
Okay, I'm about to try to find it right now.
Where we, I guess
I'm going to try to find it.
When it's over?
Make sure you check out Miz 24/2.
Oh yeah, we'll talk about that.
And Piper, of course.
And then Roddy Piper. Watch the Roddy Piper.
Yes, sir.
Oh yeah, definitely. I'm gonna send you the link, Edwin, to your DM for the Impact.
Send it, and I'll send it to them.
I'm gonna send it to you.
All right, good looks. All right, fellas.
Later, fellas.
Adrian, thank you, brother. It's a pleasure.
Adrian,
thank you. Thank y'all.
Pleasure. Definitely come back soon.
Adios.
All right.
Later.